Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday. Since we're off tomorrow, it's a Meat Friday on Thursday. We got smoked ribeyes, pulled apart pesto bread, grilled baby carrots. All the recipes can be found on the newsletter, danpatrick.com. We'll talk to the popular actor Mark Wahlberg in a minute or so. Dale Earnhardt Jr. will also stop by this hour. More phone calls. It was a festive parade yesterday. I was just curious what Aaron Donald would say about his future, Sean McVay with his future. And, well, I guess if you're listening to Sean McVay, certainly sounds like he's coming back to coach.
Run it back! 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 Give it up for Aaron Donald! What a stud! Everything!
We built a super team. We can bring a super team back. Why not run it back? We could be world champions.
Yeah!
It sounded like WWE.
Let's go.
Yeah, sort of a hype situation there. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything, go the extra mile. Taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. Play of the day, we got phone calls coming up, and we got another stat of the day as well. I mentioned Dale Earnhardt Jr. will join us coming up in a little bit. Mark Wahlberg, actor, diehard Boston fan. His new film, Uncharted, hits theaters here in the United States this Friday. And he's acting with Tom Holland, who is on a roll here. And I'll let Mark tell you about the movie. Joins us now. Mark, how's morale going today?
What's up, buddy? I'm feeling pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. You're in New York, so you got out. You didn't even experience. Well, you wouldn't have celebrated the Rams winning the championship, would you?
No, you know, I'm happy for, I got friends that are on the team. I'm happy for Odell. I'm certainly happy for Aaron Donald and Sam. But, you know, it's one of those things where I was kind of pulling for the, you know, the small market team. But I really didn't have any stress. It was one of the more enjoyable games for me. You know, when the Patriots aren't in it, when the Patriots are in it, I'm a crazy person. So for me, it was super relaxed. I wasn't concerned one way or the other.
Did you go to the game?
I did. I went a couple hours early. I was doing some stuff to promote Uncharted. So I was there doing some press, had some meetings with a bunch of people. I jumped from box to box. Then I left after the first quarter. I got home in time to see the halftime show, which I thought was the greatest halftime show that I had ever seen. It was fantastic. And then I watched the rest of the game. But I watched at home. I had some friends over. My wife had a little Super Bowl party. It was very enjoyable.
What did that music mean to you growing up, the halftime show?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I remember the first time my brother Donnie and I were at Interscope Records and Dr. Dre came in with The Chronic and we were there and I had already had my record deal and they were talking about whether or not they were going to do a deal with Death Row. And we heard the record and just thought it was one of the best records we had ever heard. It's still one of the best records to this day. So that music is part of my childhood, but also to see Kendrick now, who's a new artist and so talented. I thought he was one of the best highlights. That and, of course, Mary J. Blige, who's my absolute favorite. Mary and I did shows back in 91 for, like, Hot 97 Radio in Cancun, Mexico and stuff. So for her to still be killing it as hard as she is, it's absolutely amazing.
Who did you open up for? Like, that would surprise me.
Oh, we opened up. Wow, we opened up for a lot of people. I would say the big shows we were always doing were, like, the radio shows. So it was, like, us, Boys to Men, you know, Mary J. Blige. It was a long list, you know. Oh God, TLC. We were all kind of coming up at the same time. So, but I opened up for the new kids. I used to get in trouble because I would do things that were inappropriate for younger audience over in Europe, and I would always get an earful from my brother.
Wait, what were you doing? Is there nudity?
You know, pulling down my pants, cursing, you know, that sort of thing. I think that was cool.
And those days are over, right?
Yeah, I mean, it depends. We're on the golf course with my buddy, but I'm still talking a lot of smack, sure.
And I think the last time you rapped was when you were on our show 5 years ago.
Yes, with Ella.
Yeah.
Dad. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Ella's come a long way, by the way. She's super mature now, well-behaved. Thank God. Lots of prayers answered there.
Okay, but, you know, you have that moment where it doesn't matter if you're famous or not. To them, you're like, you're an uncool dad. You embarrass me and you say stupid things like, but you got to fight through that. You got to hold on. You say to your wife, when does this end? Because it feels like it goes on a little too long.
Yeah, it doesn't really end. Although my sons now are becoming obsessed with golf. And now that we've got real, you know, A, I could play, and B, we get to go play really cool golf courses, and they're seeing lots of cool golfers that are actually my friends that are professional. So I got a little cool factor in the golf world with my sons.
I didn't know that you love to prank people so much. What's the best prank that you've pulled off?
It was probably on the Dan Patrick Show when I called Pete Berg and pretended to be a guy from Louisiana. And we're talking about the little altercation that happened on the plane. And Pete was trying to say that, you know, that wasn't really how it happened. And then he realized it was me. The look on his face was classic. I remember like it was yesterday. I was in New Orleans. I think I was shooting two guns with Denzel. I was in my hotel room. So I'm watching him live as I'm calling in. That was pretty good. That was up there.
But when you're acting with somebody like Denzel, do you ever catch yourself going, I'm acting with Denzel in the moment?
Well, it's happened a couple of times, whether it be with like Denzel, Jack Nicholson, Robert Duvall. But, you know, they are such great mentors, and they really, you know, you could either be with somebody who's going to elevate your game and you realize that it's to your benefit to just kind of go there and just do your best, or you can kind of not rise to the occasion. But you're only as good as the guy next to you, and to work with guys that are that talented, I always get very excited about that. But they know how respectful I am and that I'm a student of the game. And but yeah, and then, of course, I'm also fearless in trying anything. So, you know, those are some of the greatest experiences that I've had. And I carry those experiences on and try to share those experiences when working with young actors like Tom Holland.
Did you cry when Tom Brady announced he was retiring?
No, I was just happy for him. I was happy. You know, for me, he's done so much for New England. He's done so much for football. You know, for us to, you know, to win that many championships, you know, six titles, it's a blessing. He, whatever he wants to do, I'm more than supportive and just, you know, happy for him.
I was watching Perfect Storm. It was on last night. And there's the scene when you guys are drowning. Now, how do you act like you're drowning?
Well, you know, it was pretty helpful in that we were in the tank at Warner Brothers. You got the wave machines going, the rain and all that stuff. And there are guys, because the shot of me, especially when they're fading away and I'm supposed to be in the middle of the ocean, the mark itself is so critical for focus that you have guys, scuba guys, under the water holding my feet to keep me in position, but they don't realize where the waves are in relation to where my head is. So they're holding me in that position. Then when the waves go up, I'm submerged and I'm like trying to get away and, you know, swim away. That's your first instinct, right? It's to swim. But so it was pretty scary. That was a pretty sketchy time to shoot that because I didn't want to mess up a take. Wolfgang would not have been happy with me, our filmmaker.
But was there any thought of like the ending like that? You know, we normally have Hollywood endings. I like when you have a real ending, an ending that makes you think. But, you know, you and George Clooney die.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a true story. You know, many a fisherman has gone out to provide us the simple pleasures of eating fish for dinner and not come back, especially in the Flemish Cap and places like that. So, you know, those guys, you know, that were on the Andrea Gale, they didn't come back.
You have this new movie with Tom Holland, and he's sort of the it guy right now. Can you give him advice on dealing with whatever it is that he's going to deal with? I mean, have you been in that moment, that level where it's like whatever you do, whoever you're dating, wherever you go, TMZ, they're all there waiting for you?
Yeah, I mean, things have changed quite a bit with social media since I was his age. But he's had a lot of success in a very short amount of time. But he's comes from a great family. He really has his head on right. And he's, you know, he's disciplined. He works hard. He knows that this kind of success in big IP like Spider-Man or even Uncharted is very different from you being above the title on your own, an original movie. So he's really out there trying to do great things in between that showcases talent and ability as an actor. And I think he's going to have a very long career.
Explain this movie and how it came up.
So this movie actually came up in, for me, 2009. I just finished The Fighter. David O. Russell and I attached ourselves to Uncharted. I was playing the role of Nathan Drake. I have since now aged out to playing the role of Sully, the elder statesman. But, you know, I embraced that. It was one of those things that when I did get the call, I was a bit surprised because I'm like, all right, we got Uncharted going again. I hope you're ready. I was like, absolutely, I'm ready. And I was like, who's the other guy? Because, you know, before we had De Niro. So I was like, maybe we get De Niro back or maybe we get Jack Nicholson or, you know, somebody great. And they're like, Tom Holland. I was like, what do you mean, Tom Holland? I had to put two and two together. And I just realized, oh, my God, you want me for the old guy. But then I realized the benefits of being in the helicopter barking orders as opposed to, you know, having to be thrown out of a plane or hanging from a cable for 12 hours a day for 6 months. So I embraced it. And it's much better me kind of playing age appropriate roles than imagine me trying to play the 25-year-old running around with a bad back and a bad knee. It wouldn't have looked good.
Is it tougher to add weight or lose weight?
Oh, it's much tougher to add weight. It's fun for a week. And then, you know, I just put 30 pounds on for a role and I'm still feeling, it's just still bothering me. So I lost the weight since, but it just does a lot to your body, but nothing worse than being on a full stomach and then having to eat again. It's the worst.
Well, that's how you win Academy Awards. You know, when you have the transformation, right? You either lose weight or gain weight.
Well, I think for me, if the role calls for it, I played a guy who was, you know, started out as a boxer and then he tried to become an actor. And then after that, he wanted to go into the priesthood after he had a terrible accident, had a visit from Mother Mary, went into the priesthood. Then he came down with a rare muscular degenerative disease, IBM, and his physicality basically deteriorated, but his spirituality soared. So he had put on a lot of weight in what was once this kind of, you know, really kind of, fit guy, you know, everything just kind of turned to mush. And so, you know, I had to, you know, portray that in an honest way.
Before we let you go, let's play the Mark Wahlberg bench contest. We did this with a lot of guys at the Super Bowl. One rep max. Fritzy, what are you going with Wahlberg here?
I'm
going
to go 315.
315. Seton?
Going 325.
Marvin?
I'm going to go 285.
285. Paulie?
Three even. 300.
300 for Wahlberg. I'm going to go 340 max, one rep. Mark, your answer is?
Dan, you're pretty spot on. 340, 345 has been my max. We were shooting Pain and Gain. We would go to the gym and we kind of do this lift off all the time. My buddy Ace, who's here, he would go cold turkey right to 315 and he would bet his paycheck every time and he got squished. He got squished every single time. He never lifted it, but he never warmed up. I'd go, you know, 135 for 10. I'd do 185 for 10. I'd do 225 for 10. Then I go 315 and then I go, you know, 340, 345. But for that, I got labrum tears in both shoulders.
Hey, good luck with the movie. Great to talk to you again, as always. My best to the family.
Thank you, buddy. Can't wait to come into the studio and see you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Mark Wahlberg, actor. The new film hits theaters on Friday. That's Uncharted with Mr. Spider-Man, Tom Holland. He's a big deal. Yeah, Paulie.
Uncharted or Unchartered?
Uncharted.
Okay.
Yes, Tom.
Uncharted.
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 People always confuse. He's sailing into
uncharted
waters.
Uncharted
waters.
Yeah. I know because I made that mistake initially when I made the request for Mark Wahlberg. By the way, it's Uncharted. You wrote Uncharted, so I got a little slap on the wrist. So I want to make sure.
But you have Uncharted.
It should be Uncharted, not uncharted territory. It's Uncharted.
You have Uncharted. Chartered.
And I hit it.
So there's not a charter boat to where he's at.
No, it's should be Uncharted. That's the name of the movie.
Comes out tomorrow. Wahlberg.
Wahlberg.
Yeah. Considering that how you pronounce Walmart. All right. We'll talk to Dale Jr. coming up. Nick in Florida joins us. Hey, Nick, what's on your mind today?
What's up, DP?
Hey, bud.
First time, long time, 5'9", and a deceptively skilled 230.
All right.
So I've got a quick story and a stat of the day.
Okay.
So yesterday, Rashida did call into your show, and he also called into your local affiliate down here, WDAE.
Yeah.
And he tried to make the case that Bruce Arians is a bigot. So for about 15 minutes yesterday, he argued that Bruce Arians, who is a wonderful coach and clearly has a diverse coaching staff, for whatever reason, is a bad dude. So he needs to up my Darius Stat of the Day music.
You know what? I don't even entertain it, Nick. I mean, if that's his feeling. I mean, and you know what? I'm so proud of the callers we have because they're usually intelligent in what they offer, have a great sense of humor. But, I'm not going down that rabbit hole with Bruce Arians. He has always had one of the more diversified staffs in football. He's known for that. Look, he just got tired of putting up with Antonio Brown. That's it. Doesn't make you a racist, a bigot. If Antonio Brown said, you know, coach, I can't play, and he calmly sat there on the bench or calmly went into the locker room, they probably would have kept him. You take off your uniform. I mean, come on. He was done. That was it. I mean, he's tired of dealing with that. And who knows what he dealt with that we don't even know behind the scenes. Antonio Brown, you get what you get from him. There should be no one should ever be surprised where you go. Damn, didn't see that coming. It's like, yeah, figured it was coming. Just a matter of time. We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. I do want to talk about how social media reacted to Aaron Rodgers' engagement being called off. Have that for you coming up as well. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Keeping your internet-connected devices updated is always a good idea, not just for consumers, but for companies as well. And one bug is getting a lot of media attention. It's called Log4j. Cybercriminals can exploit this bug and break into the server and steal your data. Every day, we put so much information at risk on the internet. And I tell you about this, it feels like, each week. And I keep saying, It's great that there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they send you an alert. You have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But help protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Peacock's your destination for exclusive shows covering the Winter Olympics, the Olympic Show, Olympic Ice, Winter Gold, featuring the biggest moments, most compelling wins, all streaming daily, only on Peacock. Go to PeacockTV.com. Sign up now. Hall of Famer Dale Earnhardt Jr., a special contributor to the Super Bowl festivities, two-time Daytona 500 winner. He and his wife, Amy, have partnered with Sugarlands to launch their own vodka brand called High Rock. I went into the mailroom yesterday, and I opened up the package, and I go, somebody sent me vodka. I started asking, there's no note in there. And I started saying, who's sending me vodka? And then Fritzy goes, Junior is. I said, all right, well, get Junior on the phone. You got my attention with vodka there. So you and Amy are deciding to do this together.
Yeah, we've been talking to Sugarlands for several years about trying to figure out what we could do together. They make a lot of different products from moonshine to bourbon, and they got a really, really cool bourbon called Roaming Man that's won a lot of awards across the country. But anyhow, they wanted to make a vodka, and they make it all in-house right there in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and they just had a lot of success. So we thought if we're going to do this, we want to do it with the right people. So it's a great product and we're real proud of it. So kind of starting to launch that slowly across the country over the next several months. We're going down to Daytona this weekend for the Daytona 500. And we've got a few launch parties down there in Daytona tonight and tomorrow night. So should be a lot of fun. So I think it'll be a pretty good success.
What did you drink after you'd win a race?
When I would win a race, Dan, the adrenaline's pumping through your body, no matter where you finished. You couldn't go to sleep. And so I always went home and I'd stay up till 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, just trying to calm down. And, I drank beer, Budweiser, Bud Light. I was pretty loyal to Budweiser because they were so great to me early in my career. And that's what I'd still drink today. Anheuser-Busch products when it comes to beer.
Well, when you get into the winner's circle, champagne, you actually drinking the champagne or just sprayed on you?
You almost feel obligated to take a drink of it, right? You like to spray it everywhere, right? Get it all over the place. But it sort of involves it. It's a great way to get everyone involved in the celebration. If there's no confetti, you want to spray champagne on everybody. But you feel obligated to drink some of the champagne. It's like maybe bad luck if you don't have a drink of the champagne from the bottle.
Did you ever screw up the sponsors after you win and you want to thank everybody?
I don't think I ever made a mistake that I can remember, but you often forgot to mention your sponsors, and they want you to mention them, right? Every opportunity, every interview, if they come up to interview before the race, before qualifying, after anything you've ever done, they want you to mention your sponsors. And I was never really good at that, but I kind of got a pass, with that kind of thing. And we were doing so much.
I just saw the, I saw your daughter. Hey, tell Amy.
I heard her coming. I heard the little pitter patter of the feet coming. I'm like, okay, we're getting ready to introduce you to Nicole.
Let me see her.
She done took off. She done took off around the corner, but
no, I think was it Amy who grabbed her?
That was Tammy. Tammy helps out around.
Oh,
here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's your crew chief around the house.
She is the crew chief. Yeah, Tammy keeps things straight around here.
Are drivers made? Are you born a driver or do you become a driver?
You know, I think it depends. I think when you, if your family raced like mine did, it's common to hear people say, man, you were born into this, and you really are. You are what you're exposed to, right? So if you're born in an environment, you kind of are you're kind of infected with that passion, and you're steered to be interested in certain things that you're exposed to. So if you grew up around racing, there's a race shop in the backyard and there's race cars around all the time. Yeah, you're born into it. But when you look at a guy, for example, my career kind of paralleled with a guy named Matt Kenseth, and we were pretty good friends, and he was not born into it. Racing was something he discovered. And, you know, he was sort of he didn't have a last name like me, and he didn't have all the keys to all the doors to unlock and walk right through. And he was kind of a self-made racer and had to learn the craft and develop his skills really from his own experiences. And so it just depends really about, you know, where you are and who you are and who you know and what you're exposed to at a very young age.
But do you think your daughters are going to have that racing gene?
No, you know, I don't know that you have the gene. I don't know that there's a certain real attribute that you can be born with that makes you a great race car driver. I think that, you know, you just either have it or you don't. And you can develop talent, but you have to go out there and you have to drive, and you definitely need people around you that are helping you understand the mistakes you're making on the racetrack and why you need to do certain things and how to run the line and how to get around the track and go fast. Some people, I mean, it's been the hardest thing to really understand. You'll see a guy race and they will be so fast, and there's no explanation for why they're this good. Like Kyle Larson, for example, right? Where did his ability come from? This guy can win and drive anything on dirt, any type of horsepower, any type of car. He seems to excel. Kyle Busch is the same way. They just have this real raw ability to connect to the car. And I always felt like that the best way to describe it was is when things are working really good, you and the car almost feel like one thing, right? You almost, it fits you like a glove. And you, that car is like an extension of you. It's like your arm or your leg. You know how to work it and move it just like you've been living with it your entire life. And so there's moments where you'll see that in certain drivers, and those are the elite ones. You know, there's guys that are good, there's guys that are pretty decent, and there's guys that are talented, but then there's this one little group that just has something special that everyone else doesn't have, you know, and it's a rare once in a generation kind of talent.
Could you drive any racetrack? Is there a racetrack you could drive one lap with your eyes closed?
Yeah. I mean, I think when we raced at Daytona and Talladega, when, you know, when you're in the lead of the draft and you got 40, you know, cars behind you, you're looking in the mirror, you know, you're driving the race car, looking out the windshield, but you're also looking in the mirror, watching what's going on behind you, probably three quarters of the lap. You might run almost the whole lap, like watching that mirror. No. And the great thing that we develop as drivers, and I think that probably all athletes have this ability, especially I would assume like a cornerback in the NFL would have amazing peripheral vision, and they can actually focus on an object in front of them or a person, but also see other things happening around them and make adjustments based on what they see in their peripheral vision. And that's what a race car driver does. And so I can look in the mirror and really focus on trying to defend anything that's coming from behind me to maintain the lead. But also, as I'm focusing on that, I'm actually still seeing what's out the windshield in my peripheral vision and understanding where I'm at on the racetrack. So, yeah, it's a pretty interesting thing when you think about it. But when you do something for so many years, you develop those type of skills.
He's Dale Jr. He and his wife, Amy, have partnered with Sugarlands to launch their own vodka brand called High Rock. Visit highrockvodka.com. How often would you flip somebody off when you were driving?
I probably did it. Flipping somebody off is pretty bad.
Okay.
Yes. Well, you know, it's in a race car, you're not able to speak to each other, right? I can't cuss you out if you're in another car and we're banging and you did something I'm mad about. I can't cuss you. And so really flipping you off is about the only thing I can do to show you that I'm angry. And
well, you can bump into somebody.
Well, yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
But, I mean, I like how that's acceptable, but hey, you can bang into my cart, just don't flip me off, because then I'm really going to be.
I've never really understood this, but I learned this from guys like Rusty Wallace and the people that I grew up watching. That for some reason that sets them off. You know, that for some reason that's a very unethical thing to do. Now, outside the racetrack, by all means, you know, everybody flipping everybody off, no big deal. Given the bird is, you know, what you would expect in any other circumstance. But on the racetrack, for some reason, when you get flipped off, it sends you into a rage. And unlike any other situation, and you don't want to be flipped off. I don't know why that's such a big deal on the racetrack. For some reason, that's way more offensive when you're racing a race car to be flipped off than it is to be flipped off in any other scenario. I don't really know how to articulate that or explain why that's the case, but
your football team's now known as the Commanders, Junior. Yes. Are you okay with that?
It is what it is. It's happening, right? So
that's not a ringing endorsement. Are you?
Well, all right. So I'll be honest. Like, I was hoping it would be the Warriors, because that sounded like easy. You know, it's easy. Washington Warriors. That was an easy thing to say. I knew that it was probably unlikely because, somebody's out there trademarking and copywriting and trying to get a pile of cash for the rights to use something like that. And I have no idea how they determined or decided on Commanders. I don't know how those meetings went. I had no clue what the name was up until everyone else found out at the same time. And I think I wasn't super in love with it at first, but I wasn't in love with the Washington football team either when it first came out, right? And then a year later, here we are going, well, I'm kind of okay with that now. why don't we just leave it football team? That's good. Well, we weren't thinking that a year ago. We hated it, right? Or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, Commanders sounded weird at first, but I think with each passing day, it gets normalized and it gets okay, right? When you really think about it, looking at all the other teams' names, I mean, they're not extraordinary. There's nothing, there's nothing that really jumps off the page when you look at all the, they're just names. And
if they ever came up for sale,
yeah,
would you be a part of
it? I don't have that kind of money, Dan.
Oh, you don't?
No. This is billions of dollars. This is going to take
some. You can be part of a group.
I don't know that I'd be interested. I don't know that I'd be interested in that, to be honest with you. You know, I would be such a small fraction of the ownership that it wouldn't, I don't know what I would get out of that. And as far as enjoyment and so forth, I love being a fan. I want to be in the stands with all the other fans. I want to wear the merch and I want to be mad when they lose, and I want to cheer when they win, and I want to go to the, we got, there's a guy in Charlotte here that they designate a Washington Commanders bar. This is the bar where you go watch the games. This is where all the Washington Commander fans are going to go. I want to go do that. I don't want to be in the owner's box and worried about.
Yeah, but how many guys are in this bar? It's you and three other guys.
Oh, there's a lot of people. I haven't went yet, but I follow this guy on social media, and I've been telling him for a long time I'm going to come watch a game with him because I'm a fan. I want to be a fan, so I'm gonna ride this out. Whatever happens with the Commanders going forward, I read somewhere on social media like we choose, when at a very young age, Dan, we choose this team, right, that we're going to follow, and we spend the rest of our lives letting that make us miserable. And, no matter what happens, you stay loyal to that team, right?
Yeah.
When Panthers came into town, I love the Panthers. I think they're great. I love what they do for the city of Charlotte. But I never contemplated switching from Washington to Charlotte. I had already made that choice to be a Washington fan in 1981, 1982. And I got too much personally invested in that, and I've celebrated too many good times and suffered through too many bad times to give it up.
Well, congrats on the vodka. Safe travels to Daytona. My best to the family. And thanks for joining us as always, bud.
It's always good to see you, man. Thanks for having me on.
That's Dale Jr. The vodka is High Rock Vodka. Go to highrockvodka.com. Yeah, he sent a bunch of it yesterday. Shot glasses, everything. And then I reached out to all the people I knew. I'm like, our salespeople, people, you know, with Premier Radio. I get a lot of things in the mail, and I never know who's sending these things. And then I was like, Fritzy, do you know what? You know, because Fritzy doesn't drink, and I'm going, do you know who sent me vodka? And he goes, Junior did. I go, Junior. He goes, Dale Jr. I go, why is Dale Jr. sending me vodka? He goes, he's got a new vodka. And I go, all right. So I got my my High Rock vodka in the mail. We can crack it after the show, by the way.
Get some bloodies going?
Yeah. What? Do some Bloody Marys there. Let's take a break here. We'll come back with more phone calls. I want to talk about how social media reacted to the news that Aaron Rodgers is no longer engaged. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Can't wait to watch him tee it up at Riviera this week. And I'd love to watch the golf, but I also like to see who's playing the clubs that I play and who's playing Callaway's new Rogue ST driver. It's built to compete. You're going to hit bombs with this. It's been speed-tuned to be Callaway's fastest, most stable driver ever. Now, there's a couple of these drivers. So there's a Rogue ST for everybody. Most golfers will probably fit into the max because incredible combination of distance and forgiveness. There's also Max D. If you're somebody who likes to draw the ball, that's what the D is for. Max LS, stronger trajectory and a more neutral flight. But for the true players out there, Rogue ST Triple Diamond LS, compact, low spin head, that's what the tour players are going to use. I'm not at that level, but there is a Rogue ST for everybody. Callaway, they have been through every aspect of speed, so all you have to do is go Rogue. Find your Rogue ST driver at callawaygolf.com/go-rogue. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The truly brilliant all-electric EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz features some of the smartest tech ever to grace four wheels. With Dynamic Select, you can fine-tune hundreds of vehicle settings to precisely match your driving style. And available in off-road mode, transparent hood lets you see through the sheet metal to steer clear of bumps and potholes directly beneath you. How about that? A 360 array of cameras and sensors constantly alerting you for danger, while 64-color ambient lighting lets you fully customize the ambiance inside the spacious cabin. The EQE SUV is so smart, even the headlights are thinking. Optional digital light technology projects navigation markings and warnings on the road ahead as you drive. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Test drive the EQE SUV. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Spent a lot of time in the first hour. We were talking about the Lakers. Anthony Davis down for at least 2 weeks. And you're moving into the stretch drive here where seeding is going to be really important. And you wonder, Lakers, are they going to open up with Phoenix in that opening round? A play-in game here. You also have the situation with Zion Williamson. And, you know, before you say, well, he's going to be a bust. Now, I mentioned this as soon as I found out he had had foot surgery. I said, this is a big deal. And then we started to see the time frame of this and then push back with him coming back. And then I said, he's not going to play this year. And now there's a possibility of a second surgery. He's not going to play, but he's young. Keep in mind where Joel Embiid was. Now, it was his back, but still, that's one of those. We're not quite sure how to treat the back with surgery, without surgery. That was 5 years ago. Joel Embiid is maybe the leading candidate for MVP. But then I have Grant Hill, and then I have Bill Walton, and cautionary tales. Maybe went misdiagnosed, mistreated. I think Bill Walton sued the Portland Trailblazers for what happened with all of his surgeries on his feet. But, you know, Joel Embiid missed the first 2 years, and then he played about 30 games his third year. And then all of a sudden, he started to be consistent, probably got in better shape, and here he is one of the best players in the game. So before you say, Zion Williamson, is he a bust? And I know that question is being asked this morning. Just keep in mind that he is young. Now, you look at how big he is and the way he plays, it's going to be an issue. And those are the kind of things that sometimes they don't fully heal. But if you... you know, you have the surgery, now you have another surgery. And you just hope that we don't hear, you know, that with Zion Williamson again. But I'm going to guess we will, just because those injuries, and those bones are so small, it just feels like it's just waiting to happen. Yeah, Paul.
If you go back to Grant Hill, he was 27 years old. He was an all-star, first team all-NBA, averaging 26-6-6. And then he had the ankle foot injuries. And he was always a good player after that. He had seasons where he averaged 19 points, 15 points. But we had him on. He said, I didn't have the explosiveness. You know, night to night, it was tough for back-to-back games and things like that.
Yeah, and I think Zion, there's going to be load management in more ways than one with him. But not going to play this year. And then the question is, you know, who's going to help him rehab this? Does it affect how he plays as we move forward? Mac in Ohio. Hi, Mac. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind today?
Hi, guys. Thank you. 6'1", a rather flaccid 195. Dan, I'm an ER doc in Cincinnati, and my shift was Sunday night between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., and I stitched up 12 people during that shift, and exclusively, all these people were wearing Rams gear. I thought that was rather strange. And two of them were girls.
Wait, how did they get injured?
Well, we have to ask, was alcohol involved? And that's when they look at you like you're from Mars.
Mm.
But yes, and they were at parties or they were in a bar and things got a little out of control, and somebody hit somebody, and somebody took a beer bottle to somebody, and one of those type of things.
Okay, but this is in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And they had Rams gear on.
All right. Well, thank you, Mac, and we appreciate your service. Yeah, this isn't Los Angeles. This is Cincinnati, where you got all these Rams fans. You know, they probably went to parties with Bengal fans, and then maybe that's why they ended up in the hospital. Yes, Todd.
Whatever happened to the, you're not in Cleveland, you're in Cincinnati. I thought the Cincinnati people behave themselves.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Wayne in Arizona. Hi, Wayne. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Good, bud.
Just wanted to see if you saw that Chris Mortensen report that Carson Wentz might be one and done and at the Colts. And
yeah.
I was wondering what you thought if, Frank Reich would go after Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams for a good fit and go to the Colts.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to guess that everybody who has a question mark at that position would be interested in Aaron Rodgers. Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, it was announced yesterday, he and Shailene Woodley or whatever his name, the actress, they broke up. And social media was like, oh, yeah, shocker. Like, you know, or, yeah, good for her getting out. You know, he must be a nightmare. And I'm thinking, you may not like Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, politics or vaccine or decision or what. I mean, I was just kind of surprised that people, like, turn. And even people in my business were like, yeah, or shocker, you know, like a sarcastic, a tweet. And I went, really? I mean, I don't. Aaron Rodgers can be whoever he wants to be off the football field. I just look at him and whatever he does on the football field. But I'm not rooting against him when it comes to an engagement. But then I'm somebody who loves love.
It's an odd victory lap to take, though.
I know.
Like, I told you. It's like, what?
That was the tone of
who
it
cares?
Yesterday. It was very like, oh, good for her getting out. Like, oh, man. And it was a lot of it.
Yeah, I'm just surprised. I don't know. Yeah, it's Eaton.
This one dude on Twitter said, though, everybody knew Rodgers was going to lose another ring.
Wow.
Boom! That's not a bad line.
Okay, that's funny.
That's not a bad line.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It might be a little too soon, but it is funny.
Too soon.
Yeah,
too soon.
A little too soon there. But yeah, I was just kind of surprised. Well, I shouldn't be surprised on Twitter, but that one was one of those where you're just rooting for him for whatever reason. And I don't take it that personal or that deep. You know, I may not agree with everything Aaron Rodgers says or does, but I'm not sitting there going, can't wait for that engagement to implode.
Oh, God, I hope they break up. Yes.
Yeah. Like, imagine those things make your day. What kind of day do you normally have if you're waiting for something like that? Finally, Aaron Rodgers not happy. All right, update the poll results from the first 2 hours there, Seton.
First 2 hours, Dan, 57% of the audience would rather move on from Sean McVay over Aaron Donald.
And you know what? I went back and forth on this, but, the coach is more than just he oversees everything. And certainly that offense. I mean, Aaron Donald is going to be there for the next couple of years. Sean McVay could be there another decade. How about a new poll question, final hour?
Yep.
Paulie, you got one?
It's saucy.
Okay. Is it snarky? Find out.
It might be positive.
Oh, 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Close out the second hour. I was preparing to start the show. And, of course, every morning, creature habit, I have my smoothie there, throw in my M drive, and I'm ready to go. Losing weight, more energy, increasing lean muscle when it comes to health and fitness. We all have different goals. Whatever your goals are, you want to compete as you get older, but you have to create healthy habits. Habits that start small, a daily routine, eating right, regular exercise, taking your M-Drive. Its clinically tested ingredients support healthy testosterone levels, boost energy so you can compete all year long, no matter what your age is. MDriveDan.com, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee delivered right to your door, or go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. You need to be healthy, got to have healthy habits, and you get T-Support, energy, strength, stamina to fuel your performance every single day. So don't let age beat you. Make sure you refine your prime with M-Drive, MDriveDan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.